Good evening, folks. My name is Walter Bolt.
And I'm Willa Bolt.
We host the Bluegrass Breakdown on Sunday afternoons.
Thank you.
We're thrilled that you all come out here this evening on this cold December evening to honor the memory of John Hartford. And we want to thank Off-Broadway for allowing us to do this. This is a benefit for KDHS. We got some great posters back there for you to pick up on. So
they're numbered, they're signed.
Yep.
So get your poster.
All right. Well.
You ready, Brian?
All right.
We're not going to waste much time because these guys don't have a lot of time to do their Hartford songs. And this is the tomorrow would have been his birthday. He would have been 75 years old. And hardly missing.
All right, put your hands together for Ryan Spearman.
It's wonderful to be here. John was a big, big influence on me musically and maybe even philosophically, so it's an honor to be here. It's good to see y'all. Likes black coffee Fridays and a well-boned cheekbone steak. Likes a red dress and a pearly white smile and the flash of a pretty brown leg. Said back in the 30s, you know, we never had it made. He's an engineer running on the Ohio River, running into Pittsburgh trade. With the inspection office in Louisville, had a desk for a very short while. Working for a while on two different boats, running on a Stratford line. Well, long ago we smoked reefer and even made homebrew. All the reefer come in from New Orleans back before World War II. It's just a fella working on the river on his bye-bye paddle wheel. Oh, you say he's old-fashioned, well, that ain't no big deal. It's too thick to navigate and it's too thin to plow. Let them go on, mama, don't put them down for it now. Well, it comes from a real old time way of life. You had to fight to just learn how. Might even have voted for Nixon once, but I'm sure he sees that now. All the railroad trains, the buses and the planes, they're picking up all the slack. It's been watching all them river towns slowly turn their back. It's just a fella working on the river, all his life by paddle wheel. You say he's old-fashioned, well, that ain't no big deal. Oh, it's too thick to navigate and it's too thin to plow. Let him go on, mama, don't put him down for it now. Well, he sits there and smokes an old eyeball cigar and says he doesn't miss it at all. But it still goes out and he makes a few trips in the summer and then in the fall. Friday night he makes the best damn gumbo you ever want to eat. Saturday morning for everybody's up, he's down off on to the sleep. It's just a fella working on the river all his life by paddle wheel. You say he's old-fashioned, well, that ain't no big deal. It's too thick to navigate and it's too thin to plow. Let him go on, mama, don't put it down for it now. Believing that old men are back in style. See his oysters being villainous, baked potato skin. I eat them so I can grow up and be an old man just like him. It's just a fella working on the river all his life out paddle wheel. He say he's old fashioned, well, that ain't no big deal. It's too thick to navigate and it's too thin to plow. Let him go on, mama, don't put him down for it now.
Yep.
the icebreaker there. Well, as John would say, I'm tickled to death to be here. We just got back from a tour in Japan about 10 years ago. Just tickled to death to be here. And when they translate that over in Japan, it means I scratch myself until I die. I chose this one in probably a moment of less than pure clarity. I chose to do this song for you. One of the most interesting Hartford songs, I think. It's called the Whirly Pig song, but it's called I'll Fall Down, and it's off the Morning Bugle album. It's kind of a synthesis of a nursery rhyme, a paranoia song, a drug song, all in one, and a folk song. So, talks a lot about the whirly pigs coming, and the whirly pigs seem to be police helicopters circling around all too often and scaring somebody enough to make them go out in their backyard and dig a hole and bury whatever they got going on. Yeah, it's an interesting tune. So the whirly pigs are coming and we're all gonna fall down. This is kind of my own version of it. I hope you enjoy it. I ever heard Hartford do is Steamboat Whistle Blues. Gotta get into another tuning for this. So that means I'm gonna have to tell you some sort of story. First time I ever saw Hartford live was at the Kelvin Opera House in Washington, Missouri.
Yeah.
All right. Guess I wasn't alone. It was a beautiful show. I actually took a friend of mine there who had never heard any kind of acoustic kind of music. I'd never really been into that kind of stuff. And just kind of went along as a good sport. By the end of the show, she was in tears. It was that moving. That's kind of the power that Hartford had to kind of keep you moved and laughing and crying and inspired and maybe slightly offended all in one. He did this one among many others, and it always stuck with me. It's a beautiful song, and another, it's got a little bit of modern influence and a little bit of the old-timey idea in there as well. Steamboat Whistle Blues, my name is Ryan Spearman. It's been a pleasure, and the Lulus are up next, and a host of others. So thanks for being here.
Thank you so much. One more time for Ryan. Fairman does a lot of volunteer work around KDHX. We've got many programmers here from KDHX. We've got Andy Coco right here. Roy Kasten there.
Beth Corbin, right here.
Chris Pay.
They're everywhere.
Jeff
Raise
Corbin
your hands.
Down here. Yeah. Lots of volunteers that work at KDHX. We're all volunteers. And we all thank you for supporting KDHX.
We surely do. We love doing it. We love our listeners. So.
Yeah.
And our supporters.
And once again, we want to thank Sean Allen Kanan for the idea to come up with this tribute to John Hartford. Without his idea, it might not have happened. Is this Sean? All right, thank you so much, Sean. Appreciate it. This is the 11th in a series of tribute shows that KDHX has had. And once again, we want to thank you all for coming out and being part of this.
Some girls. Woohoo! The Lulus. We've had the pleasure of knowing these ladies for a while. Met them at the Bluegrass Festival.
Yep.
Several times we've seen them, picked with them, and had a blast with them. So it's nice to see them out here on stage, supporting the radio station.
All right.
What?
Hey, we want to remind you too about the posters that we have back there. It's a special tribute poster, John Hartford tribute poster.
Collector's editions.
And
they're signed, they're numbered.
Yep. We want to thank Sleepy Kitty for doing the work on it, and thank Paige Brubeck and Evan Salt.
They're $10. They're really neat posters. I remember seeing one at the radio station last Sunday, and I said, "Wow, those are cool." So get your poster.
Yep, be sure to get one. Pay for it, please.
Or else we'll have to tackle you.
You want us out of the way?
All right.
All right. Well.
quality lyrics to fiddle tunes, but as I researched this song, I realized John Hartford has nothing on medieval fiddle tunes, because the lyrics to the original one, let's just say, it does not lead to the imagination what a cuckoo's nest is. So if you get a little, you know, you feel a little spicy, you can Google the cuckoo's nest. Well, this night definitely combines two of our favorite things, which would be John Hartford and Katie and Jack. So thank y'all for being here. What a fun night to honor two very great men.
Thank you.
But we were excited to learn some new Hartford tunes. And this one we couldn't pass up because in the title is the word ladies. And if you've ever seen one of our regular shows, you know that we like to sing about the ladies and how awesome they are. And I found a quote today about Hartford that says something along the lines of, I'm like a child, I try to do everything, say everything, and be everything all at once. And I think that that quote kind of fits what is going to happen in this next song. There's a lot going on. So this one's called Ladies List. It's a long, long time. Thank y'all for being here. Kevin Buckley and Ian Walsh are up next. They will not disappoint you. Thank you.
safety crack. Don't tell me how it all comes out. Somehow I think I'll know. I heard as you stay, my Lord, get you there by the door before you go. What makes me take you by the hand and stand around in line one time again? Seen the same old madness where I ask, is this the place where I come in? So say you got, don't tell me how it all comes out. Somehow I think I'll know. I've heard that you stay, my love, to there by the door before you go. So save regret, don't tell me how it all comes out. Somehow I think I'll know. I'll put that to you, stay not alone. Get you there by the door before you go. get a half a day, oh, we pay. I'm told about making up barges on a long, hot summer day.
Thank you. if you run before I run out. You know you can't get some from me.
Stuff like that, but you knew the old kind. 47. They were taking a trip on the Mississippi. Asleep in the bunk with a Benjamin and drink. They didn't think that the boat would sink. And you know, Captain Buck was a very sad man with the old wood hole went into the sand. And Miss Ruth Barry, she was tied for her shoes. Immediately, her mind went to her gun.
Lately,
of Indianapolis, Indiana, but more recently of Columbia, Illinois, our good friend Rich Pyre. In India on the bass, the heartbeat of America, John Nell. Tony on the guitar, now on the mandolin. You may know him from Shooting with Annie or the Who Band. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Eisenbeiss. To my right, geographically, if not politically, is the man in the red hat, Mr. Wayne Schell. And we are pleased and honored to have as an honorary lodge brother this evening, Mr. Jeff Sykes.
And how about our man here, Mr. Keith Dudding?
Chased down
old fiddle players, especially in Missouri. And we're going to play a piece here that was played by a fella by the name of Roy Wolver. It's called Ragged Bill. We're going to get Wayne all geared up here. Scratched himself till he died. Well, that was an old story John used to talk about. They translated, we're tickled to death to be here. That's how they translated it. He scratched himself till he died.
Okay.
Ragged Bill.
Thank you.
music has meant just the world to all of us. And we could all of us hold forth longer than you care to sit and listen to us about how much it means to us when we first saw him and what songs we love. So we're just going to play this one and say thank you to John. You can sing the chorus of this one with us. It goes, now the opera's gone and the streets are bare. Ernest Tubbs' record shop is dark. And the drunks are gone from the merchant's hotel. Everybody's gone to the bar.
No one comes around to play the pinball machines. Nobody eats at line balls anymore. Now the opera's gone and the streets are bare. Ernest Tubbs' record shop is dark. And the drums are gone from hotel. Everybody's gone to the bar. Until 4. Shoney's closed at 9 o'clock. There's nowhere else to go. Nobody eats at line balls anymore. Now the opera's gone and the streets are bare. Ernest Tubbs' record shop's dark. And the drums are gone from merchant's hotel. Everybody's gone to the park. No one can hear the phone ring. Is Benny Martin there? Oh, watch, Sue comes in through the door. Except for here to come around again to use the parking lot. Nobody eats at like balls anymore. Now the opera's gone and the streets are bare. Ernest Tubbs' record shop's dark. And the drums are gone from the merchant's hotel. Everybody's gone to the pub. Somewhere in the suburbs, the Opry plays tonight. But the people come around to take the rides. The park shuts up at bedtime, there's nothing left to do. Nobody eats at like balls anymore. Now the Opry's gone, and the streets are bare. Ernest Tubbs' record shop is dark. And the drums are gone from the merchant's hotel. Everybody's gone to the bar.
this in KDHX. Pleasure to put this on. So we have a crowd that really appreciates us. Thank you so much. I want to remind you, too, that we have posters back there. They're limited edition posters of the benefit show, so be sure to get you one of them. All the money goes to KDHX. Got Rough Shop up next.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks a lot to Off-Broadway for hosting this, and thanks a lot for supporting the Find Us Radio Station in St. Louis, Midwest and beyond, 881. Thanks a lot to Royal Cast for putting this whole thing together, and we're just kind of honored to be with all these great players tonight. All right, this one's called Howard Hughes Blues. Sing you a song about Vegas town. Poor old Howard Hughes, locked up in his hotel suite, trying to find his shoes. He's got so much to lose. Poor old Howard Hughes and all his blues. The nurses and the chauffeurs, they stand there and smile. Poison weight on him makes him wonder why. Not so familiar to poor old Howard Hughes and all his blues.
Great job on the sound. Appreciate it.